And are we live, Fruit Loop?
Yes, we are live.
We are live. Good morning. Hello, everybody. 29th episode of Peeling Potatoes. We still get the numbers more or less right without checking. We're checking or doing something. How are you this morning?
I'm very good, thank you. If I can just get my dogs to stop barking.
Well, they want to be in on the pod. This is probably the world's podcast where we have a guest dog. Yeah, and
Two actually.
two guest dogs. Okay, do they have anything? Do they have anything intelligent to contribute?
They can use an inside voice if they bark, just like silent bark. Woof, woof.
Oh, woof woof. Okay,
Yes.
all right. So we're meeting at the. Well, actually, it's taken us 25 minutes to get started.
Yes. Yes.
It's an ungodly hour for our Peeling Potatoes podcast. Not the most ungodly
For
hour.
you, not for me, really.
Well, I've been up since. Actually, no, I overslept this morning. Yes, I woke up at 5:45. Shame, horror.
No, I
Shoot the
was
nail.
awake at 5:30. For
That's your
a
five.
change, I was awake before you.
Well, actually, no, that was your 5:30. So that makes it four. Yes, you were. That makes it hour 4:30 because at the moment you're an hour ahead.
Yes.
Oh
And
dear.
I didn't set my alarm. My natural alarm clock went off.
So for anybody who doesn't actually know what this crazy thing is, your Fruit Loop,
Yes.
I have no idea why, and you are sitting in a summery, sunny, warm, lovely, beautiful, hither to me unknown South Africa, just south of
Yes.
Joburg.
Yes.
And you said something about it. The sun is shining.
Sun is shining. Yes. The wind is a bit chilly. That's why I'm wearing a cardigan.
You've not had the best of summers so far, have you? It's been a bit wet down your neck of the woods.
Yes, quite wet. But if I think about last year's summer, summer came early, September, October, November, December, January, February. It was extremely hot. It was so bad that our grass actually died. I have a
Really?
picture where my son and I played with a hose pipe on the grass, but it was dead.
Wow.
Yes, and now the grass is green. It was cut on Monday, but it's long again.
Wow. What's catching up? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. So
So.
the rain is amazing. Everything is green and it's not as hot as it was last year. We had a lot of heat waves as well. So it's
Okay.
okay. I
So what's the temperature down there at the moment?
don't actually know.
Oh, you see,
I'm going to check it.
I just scrolled mine just so I could get mine when you know.
At the moment it's 22 and it doesn't feel like 22.
So it's what, 9 o'clock in the morning, and it's 22 degrees and sunny. It feels a bit chilly. I'd
Yes.
be running around in shorts and a t-shirt.
I usually do too, but because of the wind that's a bit cold, and that's
Okay.
why I'm wearing a cardigan, but I will probably remove it because I see it's going to get a little bit hotter by the afternoon.
So what's the expectation? What do you have?
26.
26. God, beautiful. It is just the ideal optimum temperature. Okay.
Yes.
Do you want to be depressed, or do you want me to just skip the weather here, or?
I can see the weather from your window.
Yeah, you can. So, but what you can't, well, actually, it looks much bluer than it is a really gray, gunky, murky, bleh thing. We had it, I think, 2 days ago. I actually had to ask you what it was. It's this ball of something in the
Oh,
sky.
yeah,
Yeah, I
you
just
asked
didn't.
me.
I didn't recognize it, yeah. And then you said it was this thing called the sun, and
Yes.
I don't know what to do with it. Yeah, it's totally alien to me anyway. But And it's 6 degrees here, and I think we're headed to a, I think it's probably almost the maximum. We've hit the maximum. Hang on, let me have a look what they're forecasting for today. They are looking at, well, a whopping 9 degrees, which is actually a little warm for
Yes.
this time of the year.
That is a little bit cold for our winters. Our winters are usually about 11, 12, 13.
Anyway, yeah, I keep, you know, when you were in winter and we were in summer, we sort of laughed at your temperatures because God, that's our spring. Yeah,
Yes.
you were huddled. I remember these meetings that we had. You were huddled in blankets as if you were in an igloo somewhere
Yes.
on the
Yes.
North Pole. Anyway, so what, do we have a plan? Because normally we just rattle on, but we do have a plan.
We do have a plan.
And we're going to actually sort of, this is the penultimate episode of Peeling Potatoes for this year. We're going to meet again next week, and maybe we can talk
Yes.
about Christmas, which I have no feeling of for at the moment.
I feel the same.
Although, thank, actually, 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 would
Feeling
you?
very Christmassy.
Oh, thank God for that. I'm not the only person on this planet. I mean, I was forced. I don't quite know how I'm going to do this, whether I should do a striptease or just lift a leg. Do you want to see what I'm wearing on my feet?
Show me.
Not quite sure whether it's going to work. So I've got, am I, I'm going to stand up. God forbid, guys. I'm sorry for this people. I'm going to stand up.
Flexible are you? That would be a test. Can you sit down and lift your leg up to your head?
I can try. Right. There you go.
Oh.
I have red blue jeans, red sock, and on the side is a reindeer. There you go.
Christmassy socks.
I have been forced.
You are flexible enough.
There you go, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, my cardiologist gave me the all clear yesterday. Fruit Loop's given me the all clear. The 64-year-old goat is still up and running. Anyway, so this is as close as Christmassy as I've gotten this year. Yeah, and I think my wife sort of has given up decorating because I'm so, yeah, so not into Christmas. Well, anyway.
Well, our Christmas tree is still not up.
Okay, maybe, because we should talk about Chris, because something you said something you sent me a one of the zillion
Yes.
WhatsApps that flow through our phones. You said something that really, really struck me, and I thought, well, actually, it's logical. So to put this into the bigger context, you live in South Africa, but
Yes.
you are from the Afrikaans side of the story, not from the British
Yes.
side of the story.
Yes.
And then you said something about stocking fillers.
Oh, yes.
And I thought that was one thing I didn't actually expect from you, because it's not in this perception that I have of Afrikaans. I put you more towards the European side, the Dutch side. And then you come up with this. I mean, I was introduced to stocking fillers 22 years ago, and I made a complete hash of it. I mean, my first stocking that I made for my then girlfriend, now wife, was just a disaster. But she took it with grace. But I had no culture of a stocking filler.
Okay.
And I had to learn this. And then you come along. And I sort of put you sort of historically, I put you more towards the Netherlands than to the United Kingdom, you know, as
Yes.
general history of South Africa, blah, blah.
Yes.
And then you come along with stocking fillers, and I'm thinking, how weird. But how logical as well. And this is sort of like this contrast that I'm still trying to grapple with, which is also what Breed is about. Talking about Breed. But can you, where did this stocking filler thing come from? Did you have it all your life?
No, it wasn't all my life. When we were kids, in the supermarkets, you could buy a stocking, like a plastic bag that looked like a stocking, filled with Cadbury sweets inside, Cadbury chocolates and things. So my grandmother used to buy them for us when we were kids. And then as we grow older, my mom actually made two stockings. Did she make four? I can't remember. No, I think she made four. She made four, but it was actually just for decoration because in the house that we lived on the farm, we had a chimney and we had a I lost the Anyways, we
Yeah,
had a
well,
chimney.
we only try and help people improve their English.
Yes.
And we can't find the vocab ourselves. But that's okay. We're not
A
perfect.
fireplace. That was so easy. We had a
It is.
fireplace. We had
Yes.
a fireplace. It had a chimney. And then she made these stockings to hang
On the mantelpiece.
on the mantelpiece, yes, on the
Right.
fireplace.
Okay.
And that's actually where it started. So my father made a joke to say, "Why is there nothing in it?" And then we started buying small little trinkets and candies and chocolates and whatever we can find to put inside. Sometimes some handmade gifts, we just fill it up to the
Well, this is the British tradition, yeah, where a stocking filler has to ha it's a low cost piece of made in
Yes.
China genuine antique item,
Yes.
yeah. That always has to I don't know what it's like in South Africa, but in the Northern Hemisphere there always has to be a mandarin or a clementine or something like that in the bottom. Usually
Okay.
some chocolate money, and then all sorts of rubbish, for want of a better word,
Yes.
cheap tats.
Yes.
So Christmas is the license, I suppose, the one time of the year where you have the license to just go out and waste money, if you have it. But
No, we usually just fill it with snacks and sweets and
Yeah. Well, I can't remember when I had my last stocking and did my last stockings going back quite a time. But your grand so your grandmother, maternal or paternal side?
maternal.
So where did she, because again, the Afrikaans heritage, I mean, where did she get that? Because I don't think it's anything Dutch at all.
And she saw it in the supermarket and she bought it.
And it was a cloth stocking, sort of like about what,
No,
like a
it was a plastic bag that
right,
was like
okay.
looked like a stocking, and they were packed by Cadbury. It was
Right,
Cadbury chocolate.
okay.
So there were chocolates and sweets inside.
Okay. So when so and the stocking filler that you're talking about for your son, do you do one
That's
thing?
material
That,
bags.
that that's a material bag, and because that's the way I've learned it. You have a sort of like this gigantic 20,000 foot material bag with a hole the size
No,
of the universe.
we made them smaller.
Anyway, okay, right. Anyway, so weird, but I think this is the beauty of what you and I have spent the last 9 months working on. We'll come to that in a minute. It's just these weird and wonderful stories and the contrasts, and I don't want to downplay it, but the banality of everyday life, but the magic that
Yes.
is hidden in these little details. Yeah.
Yes.
And you posted an article on the pineapple written by Sarah yesterday. It's for one of our youngest, she's actually our youngest community. She's what, 14 years old. And she went to Bremen in northern Germany and came back with some really beautiful, authentic stories. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's just what it is. Anyway, Fruit Loop, do you have a good year? 2025.
I did. I did. It was very interesting.
Okay. Well, I want to sort of do some highlights. What was the best part? Oh, that's taking some time.
Yes,
Here's
because there's a list.
a message from our sponsors. If you would like to join, think of your answer. If you would like to join Breeder, come to our website, breeder.eu. Click on the link, join Breeder for free, and then you can join the community. Have you finished thinking yet, Fruit Loop? Or shall I put in
Yes.
another message from our sponsors?
So I just went back 12 months.
Really, you're still sitting in front of me.
Yes, I time traveled in my head.
Okay. No, only women can do this. Okay. So
Yes, yes.
what happened?
So first was my son going to his new school, to the big school, so leaving kindergarten, going to a normal primary school. That was a highlight. And the way that he handled it, he didn't cry, which was good. All the other kids around him bawled their eyes out, but he was very excited about the big school. Then he had to participate in a running, like, athletics competition at school. He didn't make it. He ran, but he was very slow. Oh, he is still slow in comparison to the other kids, but he participated, and we were very proud of him. We were there, we watched him run.
In
And
his
then
own time, in his own time.
in his own time, and then we got to come, we could leave because he didn't get first or second or third place, so we could come home. So we didn't have to watch the whole athletics competition.
This is when parents are eternally thankful for some aspects of their offspring where they say, well, maybe he's not that perfect, but thank God for
Yes, because now I
that.
don't have to sit through the next couple of weekends watching kids run around. And
Exactly.
that day was very, very cold. I was wearing a summer dress with sandals, and I can't remember, I don't think I had a jacket. So I was sitting on the, I was sitting next to my husband, kind of huddled up with him, trying to protect myself from the cold wind, and it was freezing. It wasn't like today. It was really cold, so I was very happy when they said, "Oh, you can go home." Okay, bye. See you next year.
Do you have a thermal flask of a hot drink with you on these sort of things?
Well, that morning he had to be at school. I think it was at 8 o'clock. And then the running only started at 10 o'clock. So we went to go and buy some coffee at a nice coffee shop. And then we went back to school.
All right. So, your son, sensing the discomfort of his parents, especially you, decided to manipulate the race in your favor so that everyone could go home. He could sit and watch TV and you could get a decent cup of coffee
I
and.
think maybe that was his plan because he didn't want to go to school that day. He wanted to stay at home to play video
Voila.
games.
There you go.
We'll see what happens this
The
year.
man is not stupid. Yeah.
No,
Yeah,
no.
the man is not stupid.
But
Right.
we got to h come home early.
Well, I think, yeah, this is what a family unity is. Everyone thinks alike, you know, each for their own
Yes.
motivation, but there you go.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, there you go.
So my husband and I also spoke and said, well, if he's not good at the running, maybe there's something else he's good at. We'll see.
Which has since that day in his first year at big school has transpired because You've you know, we speak often about him, and you've come home with report cards, and you're incredibly proud of his
Yes.
achievements. Yeah, so kudos
Yes.
to him. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm excited to see what he's going to come up with next year.
An even bigger school. Yeah.
It's the same school. It's the same
Ah.
school. He's just going to grade one.
Okay.
Yeah,
Brilliant.
so he already has friends, he already knows the school, he's already comfortable there, so I think it's going to be very easy.
I think the moment you should get worried is when the principal rings you and says, "Look, your son is so good. We need a couple of teachers. Can you take, we're not going to pay him, but he can actually teach." Yeah.
Not he's not there yet, even though he thinks so.
Well, I mean, half this. No, don't say anything, Frank. Okay, right. So that was highlight number one, story one. Your son going into the
Yes.
big world of South African education. Any other
Yes.
highlights?
I started talking to a very strange old man in March.
What adjective are we going to emphasize here? Strange or old?
I think let's focus on the old. At that time, it was strange. It was weird. But it turned out for the better. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here today.
Maybe I should mute this now. Why was it weird?
Because it's not every day that a stranger sends you a message and wants to meet you online.
Did you, this is like Christmas, did you? Because I actually honestly don't know this, because yes, I did send you a message. And I can't actually, for the life of, excuse me, for the life of me, fathom out why I, of all people, I sent you a message. Maybe it's something sort of extraterrestrial. But did you actually sort of research me a bit to see who this weirdo is? Or did you just.
I did. I read a couple of your articles and I like them. And I commented on one of them. And
Yeah,
that's when you sent me the private
yes,
message.
so it's all your fault.
It's my fault. If I didn't comment, I don't think you would have ever sent me a message.
I probably would have,
Maybe with a weird post that I posted.
the comment of all things about potatoes.
Potatoes.
Anyway, we're moving. We're digressing. So we'll leave all that story for later, because that basically dominated what dominated my year.
Yes.
Hopefully not as much as I hope it didn't dominate your year too much. But that's a different story. What else happened in your life? Yeah, the non-breeders.
non-breeder.
Oh, I think it's time for another sponsorship,
No, I think the best or the next big moment was going to the Kruger National Park on a holiday.
I
I think
mean,
that was also something big.
in hindsight, I mean, we've only been working together for 9 months, so we have to get
Yes.
through an annual cycle just to know
Yes.
what everyone's like, because people are different in different times of the year. But I mean, you were going crazy, I think. 4 weeks before the holiday, you started, this massive, exciting campaign. I'm going to Kruger. I mean, you've been there so many times.
Yes.
But and that in itself, again, the concept of normality, for us outside of South Africa, Kruger is sort of like this monument to, it's the epitome of all national parks. It's on just about
Yes.
everybody's bucket list.
Yes.
And you just drop casually and say, "Yeah, well, I've been there so many times, I've lost count."
Yes.
Ah.
That's true. I'm sorry. It's the truth. Oh, and I have a Kruger National Park coffee mug.
Oh.
It says Kruger National Park.
Okay.
This is a souvenir I bought there about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, anyway, so yes, so you were ramping up to this to this holiday of yours. It was only a week. It felt like a lifetime for you and for me on the outside talking with
Yes.
you about this. I have to say that some of the best episodes in the Peeling Potatoes were your preparation episode and the post-holiday episode.
Yes.
Needless to say, it's on my bucket list. We'll come to that as well. It's almost like an annual pilgrimage for you, isn't it? Once a year,
Almost, almost,
you
yes.
have to go to Kruger. But just, some people go to some religious place to pray. You go to Kruger to detox, to be with nature,
Revitalize.
to revitalize, check on the wildlife.
Yes.
Okay. Brilliant. Anything else that you did for this year?
I would say the running.
Oh yes, the color run, which was last week's
Yes.
episode 28.
Yes. The color run, definitely.
So I'm on a sticky wicket here because you could probably cut me down within 2 seconds, because I'm guilty as charged. But have you actually done anything along that front since last Saturday?
This week, no.
And
No,
for the and
mostly because last week or Saturday we went hiking.
which I suppose is permissible
It's
and acceptable, yeah.
activity, yes. And my legs are just dead. They feel better now. And I was planning to go for a run yesterday morning, but then I decided against it. And then I thought to myself, okay, maybe I will do one this afternoon.
I mean, Fruit Loop, in a lot of ways, you are a little bit of a role model for me.
Yes.
As you know, I'm not in out of two encounters. I'm not at my fittest state for my age bracket. The old man syndrome. I know, I mean, it's up here. I know I need to do more exercise and get out and do stuff. And I'm looking to you for inspiration, which is what we
Yes.
talked about yesterday. And how can you be inspirational if you come up with the same lame excuses as I do?
I have to add the hike that we did on the weekend was very difficult, but I think the reason why it was difficult, there's a lot of the path that they recreated into steps, obviously to avoid erosion and the path flooding and not leaving any path there. But they created like steps, and I think it's in one of the photos that I sent you. So climbing these steps all the way to the top and then getting them as you go down as well, I think that is what hurt my legs so badly. So it wasn't the walk or the hike, but I think it was all the steps. But I did think of you while we did it. So I thought, oh, I know you did this in South Korea, and now I know how you feel, how you felt at that moment.
I said, I was waiting at the doctor's waiting room yesterday, and I had nothing better to do than to count how many photos I made in South Korea in that 1 week
Wow.
I was there. And I don't actually quite believe the number, so I have to recount them. Do you want to choose a number between one and infinity to sort of get an idea?
I think I would guess something between 500 and 800.
Go up.
More, 1,000.
Go up.
That's a lot.
I mean, I lost count, okay? If my maths, which I never was good at school, if my maths is correct, I made about 1600 pictures.
Wow.
I mean, it is a staggering amount of
Yes.
stuff. And I actually started deleting all, you know, some were sort of like videos that didn't come out or something. I started deleting them.
Yes.
Anyway, South Korea, and you took the pictures, yeah. But your paths, because this hike was actually in what, the biological or zoological garden in Johannesburg, or
The
the
botanical
botanical garden, yeah.
gardens in Johannesburg,
The
yes.
botanical gardens in Joburg, and I mean it looks staggering beautiful, yeah.
Yes.
And it's now on my bucket list as well, because I sort of, after Seoul, I'm sort of shying away. Do I really want to have a look at Joburg? And it doesn't really excite me.
Some
But I think
parts
that, but
maybe, but
I think as I'm processing this trip to South Korea and putting distance, it's beginning to change my perspective. So I'm beginning to warm to spending a day or two in Johannesburg.
yes.
I might, I want to see your eyes grow again. I might take the train from where you live into Joburg and experience
No.
the. Okay. Anyway, I digress.
No.
But the paths that you walked on in the botanical garden were very civilized compared to what Natalie dragged me up north of Seoul.
Yes. And a bit shorter distance too.
Yes, well, that was a okay. So that was Kruger. That was your fun run, your hike yesterday, your commitment to becoming fitter.
Yes.
And then I think sort of the last annual highlight is your family bash this weekend, your family Christmas bash this weekend,
Yes.
where the whole clan gets together.
Yes. Yes.
How many? I'm sensing a certain resistance here. It's one logistical question. How many of you are going to be there together at this?
It's only my mom, my dad, my sister, her partner, me, my husband, and my son is visiting, so he's not going to be there, but usually it's just the seven of us.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. That's been a good year, yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Except for this episode of talking with this weird old man on LinkedIn.
No, that was also good. It added to the good part.
You're being very kind. You don't have to be so polite. We're in public. You don't have to be so polite. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to keep mine short because it's boring. The best part of the year was the 20th of March, which is now officially Potato Day, the breeder Potato Day, because that's when you bashed the door down and said hello.
Yes.
And sort of looking retrospectively, I'm always amazed by people who have the capacity to, if you take a cricket analogy, to bowl a ball in such a fashion that it is so perfect that you hit a six. So it's not good for the bowler, but it's good for the batsman. And this ball comes flying to you so perfectly that you just have to strike it and hit a six. But you don't actually know that.
Yes.
And when you and I started talking, none of the two of us could envisage what happened in the 9 months. And
Yes.
it's been one, excuse of the vulgarity, it's been one hell of a journey.
Yes.
And it ain't finished.
It's not finished yet. Still going.
It's still going. So, and I was thinking about it this morning. So at the beginning of this year, I was playing around with artificial intelligence, and I'd created these these two fictitious characters called Sam and Claire.
Yes.
And they were sort of actually, it started at the end of last year, because this whole part of AI had started to emerge, and we all started playing with it. And for some strange reason, it must have been a premonition, but I'd created these characters, Sam and Claire. So unlike you and I, because I'm a tad older than you, and secondly, sort of like you are a bit further away. You've got a safe distance from all of this. Sam and Claire, I sort of formed this into a married couple living in a rather posh part of Paris, but both originating from California. So that's the that's so somewhere along the line, and I had a for me it was good fun doing it. Nobody else caught on. And it sort of died. And then in March, someone wrote an article about the culture of peeling a potato. You responded. And then
Yes.
the whole world just flew apart.
Yes.
And I find that amazing how something as trivial as potato peeling can completely change the course of a person's history, as
Yes.
has happened, at least for me. You walked in, and I'm going to say it as way it is. You actually changed my life. That's the way it is. Yeah. for the better. And so that was the one highlight. The other highlight was I'd spent so much time and resources and a few other things that I didn't actually take a holiday, a proper what I would call a proper holiday
Yes.
until November, when we flew to meet Natalie and her family. So Natalie being fantastic members of the breeder community.
Yes.
And this trip had been postponed three times, and we were running out of time now because they're coming back. Well, they're going somewhere else. Nobody quite knows quite where at the moment. They're going somewhere else in the middle of next year. So it was a logistic question. It was a financial question. And we had to sort of do it this year, or else it would never,
Yes.
ever happen. And I have to say, they really opened their home to us. They opened their doors to us. Natalie, I mean, she dedicated, I would say, 95% of her time
Yes.
showing us her South Korea, her soul. And it was a very, very memorable trip. I've started looking through the photos, and I came away from that trip. I was overburdened with it. There was too much. And I just had to let the dust settle. Yeah, and about just like
Yes.
2 weeks after coming back, the dust is beginning to settle, and I'm looking at it from a different perspective. And I'm
Yes.
actually thinking, well, I'm hugely glad I did this trip. I downplayed it, and I didn't give it the credit it's worth, for a whole host of reasons. Maybe they were just, horrible excuses. It also put me onto the path of next year. It sort of ignited the travel bug. Not
Yes.
in the sense of going on trips around the world, because the money isn't there for that. But to get out of your own, or to actually start exploring your own backyard.
Yes.
My English teacher in Sydney. He said, we travel to the other end of the planet, but we don't actually know what's in our own backyard.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm combining business and pleasure with doing that. Anyway, so that was so I have two highlights for this year. This incredible, wonderful experience of working with you, talking with you, and then the trip to South Korea, and everything
Yes.
else just pales in insignificance. So looking at it from your perspective, back in March, let's go March, sort of March, April, May.
Okay.
What did you see, and why was it so compelling for you to, once we'd sort of gotten through the groundwork of how we are going to collaborate, because that was actually a very painful leap.
Yes.
That was actually, yeah, that was emotionally draining, because I wanted you on board, but I couldn't actually
Yes.
offer anything, and I had to somehow convince you that what I have is good in intention and blah blah. So what convinced you to stay, and what did you actually see after talking with this old goat? And responding to him on LinkedIn, which is where we first our paths first cross. And then, what did you see? And why are you still here?
Well, I think that I saw the potential that there was. Also, I think I mentioned this before, but like freedom, the freedom in Breda, the platform, just everything. And I think the other reason is it also gave me another opportunity where I can do some designing. So something that I like very much, but I haven't done a lot of that, I'd say in the last 2 or 3 years. And with all the ideas that we shared with each other and what we can do and where we can go, I had the opportunity to do some designing.
And I haven't stopped you. And in fact, there's more coming down the
Yes.
pipeline. Yeah,
Yes.
because A, you are very good at it, at least from my perspective, and B, and again, this is one of the uniqueness, because you live in South Africa, you have a completely different picture of things. You have
Yes.
you did. I mean, one thing that we designed on and talked about, it never actually got off the ground at the moment. I think it's sitting there, and it may actually then come to light in a different context. But we designed this African brochure,
Yes.
African style brochure in three languages,
Yes.
and on the one side. I'm sorry that you spent so much time and energy working on it, and it hasn't seen the light of day. But maybe the time isn't quite right, or we didn't know what we were sort of
Where we were heading at the
creating at
time,
the
yes.
time. Yeah, I'm not going to discuss some of it sitting in the compost tin, waiting to be recycled at some point in the future. Yeah,
Yes.
yeah. And I think that's part of the course. The freedom. What else?
And I
What
think
else?
it's just everyone in the community. So you invited me to the lunch meeting, and from there on,
You took
I
it
was
over.
hooked. I took it over, basically. But meeting everyone, talking to everyone. When you were in South Korea, there was a few people that I met that I haven't met before. I haven't spoken to in person, but we spoke on the platform with each other, but not in person. In the plaza. So that was also very interesting for me.
I mean, one of the problems with Breda is because this project is actually 10 years old, and I kicked it into life in some totally different circumstances.
Yes.
One of the downsides from my perspective is that I'm actually too close to this whole thing. Yeah, because
Yes.
it is my, at the end of the day, it
Your
is
baby.
my baby, my creation. And one of the reasons that I'm not feeling so Christmassy at the moment, because we're sort of at this cusp of a huge change, starting now next year. And it requires a lot of attention, it requires a lot of thought, it allows a fair amount of work,
Yes.
and a lot of preparation. But because it's so normal for me to speak with somebody in South Korea in the morning and then speak with somebody in Brazil in the afternoon and
Yes.
speak with somebody in Europe in between.
Yes.
And it's not that unnormal for you, but you're focused more on a different geographical part of the world because you're not
Yes.
working full time for Breeder at the moment. That's what we are desperately trying to push forward.
Yes.
But when this whole thing opened up, and you sort of, how, what was it? What was that thing, for want of a better, we're trying to teach people English here, but we can't get it right ourselves. What was that element or that spark that just captured your imagination? Not just the freedom, but I don't know. I'm trying to pinpoint this. Maybe it's an impossible question.
The story of how Brida started.
Oh, that old story.
That old story.
That
That
has
is the
nothing to
story
do
that.
that has nothing to do with the reality of today. Yeah.
I know, but that's how it started. So drawing the pictures, having this fictional town, and then turning that into a virtual town.
And we're sort of shying. One of the discussions we'd had is, do we want to keep the town concept? And then we sort of put it to one side, and then we drew it back in, and now it's in and it's staying in because I think this whole town thing is what makes us so different. So it's here
Yes.
to stay. And if people can't relate to it, they're not supposed to. They're supposed to relate to us. But meeting, I mean, I think what we have also is we have some really fantastic people.
Yes.
We are tiny. We are really, really tiny. We're way too small.
Yes.
But when we speak with them and we get to know them as best as it's possible online, and we hear their stories.
Yes.
I mean, how does that, anything you want to say to that side? I mean, yesterday you talked to a 14-year-old Sarah about her trip to Germany, a school
And a
exchange.
5 euro strawberries
Yes.
just for the experience.
Yes. I can see Sarah's mother rolling her eyes.
Well, there was shock on her own face because she paid $5 for it, and then she started laughing and she said, "Well, it's for the experience." But
Yeah.
I had to ask her, "Is 5 euros expensive?" And then she said, "Yes,
For a
for
strawberry, for a for a
chocolate
strawberry.
covered strawberries."
Okay, it's in the middle of winter. They have to be imported from somewhere, and you factor that in. But okay, and you told me, or you sort of forewarned me that there was going to be a good story in the pineapple about this
Yes.
experience. What was the magic of talking with this 14-year-old kid about her trip to her school exchange trip to Germany? What was it
I
that sort of
think
captivated her?
the way her face lights up when she talks about it, and how she would make jokes about it. Like she fell over with a bicycle, and then they went ice skating, and she said, "I'm not very good at it." Not good at ice skating, and then they went to a haunted house, and they went to like a climate house, and she spoke about the animals, but I wasn't sure if it was real or fake, so I asked her, "Is it real animals?" And then she said, "Yes, they even have a real crocodile, but a small one." So I think the way that she told the story and how she expressed herself and how her facial expressions changed, and she was laughing at herself for different things. And then also talking about the red necklace. And so she would pretend to hold up the red necklace to say, "Don't talk to me."
Yeah. Which we are not going to introduce in our meetings. If
No,
someone holds up a
no,
red line,
no,
no. If people, when people speak with us, you're in it. You're going to be quizzed.
Yes.
You're going to be drilled. You're going to be asked because you want to
Yes.
speak with us. So no red necklace or any equivalent is permitted. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway. Yeah. But I think it's the so what I sort of distill out of this is the joy of life.
Yes. Yes. But not just talking to her. If we talk to some of the other members as well, like Rosie's story, where she lives, what she does, and Ralph as well, his stories that he shared with me when we spoke to each other. Even Martin and Manfred, I had a good laugh with them.
Yes. And they too. And they too, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So
So.
sharing the story, sharing the experiences, the way they think, and also when I ask a Fruit Loopy question, the way they answer them. They have
Yeah.
to think about it very carefully and then they would give the answer, but laughing first and then give the answer.
At yesterday's lunch. Yesterday's lunch, you lobbed a couple of Fruit Loop questions. So these are your trades, your signature trademark way of asking a question, which the question comes to you, and you just think, oh, what kind of question is that?
Why do I have to think about food and inspiration, or why do I have to think about plants and inspiration?
Exactly, and then you sort of start thinking, which is exactly what these questions are supposed to do. And I'm a victim of them as just as much as anybody, because
Yes.
there is very little that you reveal to me during the lunch
Before.
meetings. Yeah, I mean, I will sort of on the professional side, we sort of maybe have a very quick washdown afterwards and say what worked, what didn't work. And there was one
Yes.
meeting a couple of weeks ago where you didn't feel it went well. So I thought about it and said, well, why don't we do this, that, and the other? And we put it in yesterday and it was much better. But that's as far as it goes. The contents, I mean, they are a state secret. I would have to, and I wouldn't even get them out of you. I mean, that's like, shut up, Frank. You are the mayor, yes, but you're going to be in the audience and not on the stage with me. That's my domain, okay? And I like that. But I mean, when I get hit with these Fruit Loop questions, and I generally know what to expect because
Yes.
I see a certain pattern, and I just look past it and think, but no, they it's a curveball, and it comes not from front. You don't see it. It hits you slap in the back of the head. And Rosie was really struggling.
Yes.
And I actually made a note in my notebook saying, we need to simplify these questions a little bit.
I try to choose like easier ones for her.
Yeah. And you hit on a really important point.
Yes.
And what makes this community so fantastic. And that's, I think, one of the huge challenges we're going to face next year is because my job next year is to open this thing up and bring the people in. That's my task for this year, next year.
Yes.
Is to enlarge the community to make it financially viable, keep it big enough to make it interesting, but not too big to be overwhelmed by it.
Yes.
And to keep it personal, because at this point we can really focus on the individual and learn, and as we
Yes.
speak we learn from each other, and it all sort of flows into the questions we ask and how we plan these things.
Yes.
And that's the magic of it.
Yes.
I mean, I still remember the first time I introduced you to Martin. I mean, the poor man didn't know where to put himself.
Shame. He was so shy. He was
He
so
was,
uncertain. He wasn't
yeah.
sure what to say or how to react. But I forgot to mention that when we spoke, the 2 weeks that you were on holiday, he was a completely different person. He was calm. He was relaxed. He made jokes. He laughed like he always do. But he was different to the first time that I met him. Now, I'm not sure if it's because he knew me or he's spoken to me before. And he also joined the meetings from his house. So I don't know if it was his personal environment that made him feel more relaxed, but he was very calm and collected.
I mean, people are really, really complex, and
Yes.
a lot of probably all of that flowed into it. But when I sort of floated the idea that you could cover for me for those 2 weeks I was away, Manfred's instinctive reaction, and he said, "My instinctive reaction is to run away, not because you're a scary person, but." If something breaks down in our dialogue between the three, the swimming club as they're called, and me, you know, I can revert to German and I can say, well, you know, this is what it means, et cetera. You cannot do that because you don't speak
Some
all
words,
some words, some yeah, because from
and
upper
some
class,
guesses.
yes, yeah, and and Martin too. His reaction was more positive. But
Yes.
insecure, yeah.
Yes. But there was a sentence that Manfred said that I could actually understand the whole sentence, and I repeated it in English. So it wasn't that bad. I managed.
No. Yeah, and then you have some gems like, I mean, the most inspirational person. I mean, I'm being a little bit unfair to everybody else, but the stories that Ralph produces at the moment
Yes.
are just
Yes.
gobsmacking. I mean,
And it was the first time that I met him face to face. Our first meeting was a bit unsure from both sides, but when we first started talking, and it was better. It
and
got better.
do not underestimate the importance of what you just said, because I mean, you've been around for 9 months.
Yes.
You've heard of Ralph. You've sort of
Yes.
he produces stuff and it
Send
flows
him
to you.
some messages
You've sent
and
some
things
messages and
from the
so on.
plaza.
Yeah. But the first meeting, you are both unsure.
Yes.
And then as you started talking with each other, the foundation began to harden. And
Yes.
now you've met him twice. And for next year, I think we should sort of alternate. Because I don't want to have him and his conversations exclusively. I think it just you know inspires you or makes you feel happy or something if you get a chance to
Yes.
speak with him, at least sort of as we open up the community more. But the power of a good conversation, yeah, and
Yes.
this is and I think this is what people find difficult to appreciate because they see learning English as something transactional. I need the vocab, I need the grammar, I need a set standard of phrases for a set standard of situations, which actually never
Yes.
materialize in theory because people are different. So the situation that you practice in theory is totally different to the one that you have to live in reality.
Yes.
And this whole development that we've been through in the last 9 months, occasionally a word pops up and everything falls into place.
Yes.
And a couple of weeks ago, the word identity popped up. And
Yes.
with that, everything became clear.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, I had to rebuild the website for I don't know the how manyth time this year. I think this website has a shelf life of about 4 weeks.
If I have to think, I think it's about 10 times that you redid it.
But this is the creative process.
Yes.
And it's all about identity. And somewhere along the line in our path this year, we created the personas of the mayor and Fruit Loop. I don't quite know where that came from, and I don't think it's that important. I don't
I
know.
know.
Oh, okay. What
I
happened?
know.
What happened?
On a platform, I won't mention it because we don't get paid to. We call it HOM.
Oh, that one. Yes.
That one. I posted a quote, picture, something that says, or that said, in a world full of Cheerios, be a Fruit Loop.
That's right.
And that was divided. So Cheerios are the corporate business kind of people, where the Fruit Loopies are just the crazy, silly, funny, fun to be around with people.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that was a post that you commented on. And I can't remember if you reshared it on the Plaza. Or I did, I can't remember.
No, you did in the Fruit Loop Club. I think you, I think you,
Yes.
you,
And
you did.
that's, but I created the Fruit Loop Club before
Yeah.
that. But I got the Fruit Loop nickname from you because of that post.
Oh, okay.
And
All
then you
right.
became the mayor because it's your town.
Okay.
You run the town.
We'll leave that one there, shall we?
Supposedly.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the compliment, supposedly. So there's actually so we have these personas, Fruit
Yes.
Loop and the mayor. And I have to sometimes say I feel more comfortable in those personas than in real life. But there is also then sort of the non-playfulness of all of this. That's the sort of the hard business. Yeah,
Do you
yeah.
know why you feel comfortable with the persona?
Well, maybe because I've got an audience that I can be a clown to.
It's actually psychological too.
Oh, okay. Tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me.
When you can pretend to be someone else, or when you can put yourself in someone else's character, or you create your own character, you feel more relaxed because you can be anything you want to be.
Okay. And
That's
tell
why
me.
you feel more comfortable, because
Okay.
you can change, almost like wearing a mask. You can change your personality, or you can change your mood or your attitude to fit that
Well, I mean,
character.
that there is actually that. Yes, now that you said that, it makes sense. And when I lived in the UK, in the late 80s, early 90s, of the last century, it sounds cool, doesn't it? I lived in the UK, late 80s,
Yes.
of the last century, or the
Very
last
cool.
yeah, because
I've
we're sort
lived
of
in
like.
South Africa my whole life, all centuries.
Anyway, I was living in Diggs, and my landlady, she actually said something really interesting. She said, life in the UK is like going to the theatre. You put on a costume and you enter a stage and something happens.
Yes.
And then you come out of that and you do something else. You wear a different costume.
Yes.
And because I have these strong links to the UK through my wife, that kind of has remained with me. Yeah.
Yes.
At the moment, my costume is more one of a huge critic of the country. But that's a different story. But this role playing in life, and the theatrics of it, I suppose that flows into it. Yeah. And there's also one other thing that, because as you know, I speak English, French, and German, not in that order, but anyway. And I had a girlfriend many, many years ago, in the last century, who said I was a much nicer person in speaking English than when speaking German. She left me anyway, or I left her, or we went apart. And that's a different story as well. Anyway.
I think I also mentioned to you in the past that German sounds very aggressive. But I did change my mind because I spoke to a lot of German people. And I realized it's not that aggressive. It's not that bad. It's just very fast.
It's well,
And a lot of letters. Like Sarah also explained last night, it's a lot of letters. Where English, you have the alphabet A, B, C, and the way that you pronounce it, but German has a lot of letters.
and the French are no different, Sarah being French, but she
Yes.
casually sort of ignores that. Okay. So because we're sort of, I'm looking at the clock here. So basically, excuse me for a minute, while I cough my
Should I do an advertisement?
you can. No. So we decided we sort of gotten past the gate of figuring out how we're going to collaborate.
Yes.
And then we started on this journey.
Yes.
And what have we actually done this year?
Don't know. There's so many things.
So we
We
basically
know for a fact we rebuilt the or you rebuilt the website 10 times.
yes.
We changed the plaza. We added spaces. We created a structure for our meetings. We tried different platforms for advertising and promotions and all kinds of things. We spoke to a lot of people that somehow have just disappeared, maybe scared to join Breeder. Maybe I should dress up like a nun in white, like Sarah mentioned. Maybe I can scare them into Breeder.
Okay.
jokes aside.
Pineapple.
Wow. Yes, we created the pineapple. We have the podcasts. The pineapple is quite fun because it, not just with the articles that we post over all the meetings, but it also gives me a time to write some Fruit Loop reflections. Practice my writing skills, and I quite enjoy that if I do have a moment to sit down and write something. I really enjoy doing that.
The effect, I mean, let me t explain to you the knock-on effect. And it hit me a couple of months ago before I went to Seoul. So I mean, you posted your Fruit Loop reflections elsewhere.
Yes.
And that's sort of where I think one of the sort of signals, you know, hey, I'm here. I picked them
Yes.
up. And then we started launching the pineapple, and it's only about 3 months old. It started in October, and we
Yes.
have, I think, 115 articles on there now.
Yes.
It's very, very prolific. And I actually gravitate, I mean, we do this together. I
Yes.
gravitate to the pineapple more than I do to the New York Times, the Guardians, or any other global newspaper.
Yes.
And I will never forget this. I was sitting on the train coming back from Strasbourg, and I thought I'd finished sort of processing everything, written my notes as on in my notebook and stuff. And I thought, well, let's go to the pineapple. And I opened it on my phone, and there was a new Fruit Loop reflection that I hadn't heard of or seen, because again, you just post them when you feel like it, and you don't announce it; they just
Yes.
appear.
Yes.
And that feeling of going to a familiar place where articles are published, call it
Yes.
a journal, and discovering that there's a new article with something that written by a person whom I've worked with and grown to appreciate and really like over the last 9 months. There is no way to describe the joy that I felt when I opened up the phone and there was a new Fruit Loop reflection from you. And I thought, yeah, this is something that should happen, where someone is sitting somewhere and casually thinks, oh, I wonder what's in the pineapple. And they open it and they discover something new.
Yes.
And that's brilliant. Yeah.
Yes.
And the pineapple, it's still evolving. It's for anybody who starts at the first article, article number one, and goes to to what we do now, you will see the transformation and the changes and so on. But that's part and parcel of it. I mean, reader is this evolving living organism
Yes,
platform.
growing, changing.
Yeah, because that's what people are. Yeah, we
Yes.
grow, we change, and as we evolve and develop, it's you know, we all talk about growth, you know, becoming a better version of yourself,
Yes.
but it's sort of like a NIMBY, not in my backyard. Everyone else should grow, but not me, please. Yeah. And I think part of this identity is that when you join us, the primary motivation is to improve your English communication
Yes.
skills. But
There's
language
more
is,
to that.
there is much more to that. It's language is life. Yeah. And life
Yes.
is, I mean, without humans, there would be no language. So
Exactly.
why do you separate the two, as a lot of people do? And what we do is we keep them together and say, okay, I mean, look at us. We sometimes search for words. Yeah.
Yes. Fireplace.
Yeah.
Easiest word.
In the world. Yeah.
Fireplace.
Yeah. And I do this in three languages. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
Right. Anyway, Fruit Loop, what's on the cards for next year? Because we're sort of at the end of this year, and next year is going to be like we're going to kick this thing in the backside. And
Yes.
what have you done, and what are we going to do?
So for the last 3, 4 months, we did a topic of the month, to try it out and test it and see how it works. And the feedback and the stories and the conversations were amazing. And we decided to do the same for next year. So we prepared topic of the month for every month.
Can I interrupt you for a minute?
Yes, of course.
I know you are the queen of Breeder, and the royal we applies, but I say this in all honesty, you prepared. This is your work, this is your stamp, this is your doing. So can we sort of don't
But
hide, don't hide.
you started with the topics,
I gave you a list of ideas. I
a
mean,
list of ideas, and then I just took it 2 and 3 steps further. Then I created a catalog, and now everyone has an opportunity to choose their own topics for next year.
all 96 of them. Eight. So one huge keyword for the month, presents for January. And then we have eight subtopics. And
Yes.
then we have a selection process whereby community members can choose which topics fascinate them, interest them. And if they want to
Yes.
throw something else into the discussion, then go ahead, be our guest. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the less we have to do, the better it is.
Yes.
Yeah,
Yes.
we do enough on the other side of the discussion, outside the public
Yes.
domain. And so, if you guys want to do all the work, we're not going to stop you.
Yes.
So that's the one side of it, that the public side.
Yes.
We still have a few things to sort out in terms of marketing and advertising.
Yes.
That is a nightmare. I mean,
Yes.
I was when I was in Seoul, and Seoul is known to be the most, hang on a minute, most connected city on this planet. And I was sort of in the buses or on the subways, observing people on their smartphones.
Yes.
And you just don't realize how long a second is.
Yes.
I mean, they're scrolling through whatever social media platforms they visit. I mean, the finger is constantly moving.
Yes.
And from a content producer side, which is where we are at. And I'm very old school. I mean, I'm open to new technology, etc., but I'm not the one who subscribes to instant gratification at water. You know, things have to be put into
Yes.
context. And maybe I'm too old school for this. And maybe the Gen Zs are moving back to it. Maybe I'm ahead of the time. But the marketing nightmare of producing something that has to be instantly attractive.
Yes.
And when you look at what you see on social media these days, what it takes to produce such a thing
Yes.
is mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing. So that's the challenge, social media, but also
Yes.
I'm actually going the old-fashioned way, and I'm going to leave the office and host meetups and meet people physically face to face. And that's where my trip to Seoul motivated me, not only sort of to get out and explore different things, because living in a small village, you tend to become a bit of a country bumpkin. You know, you
Yes.
speak with the grapes. How are you, Mr. Grape, today? Are you going to become a nice wine? Or you say hello to
Talk to
some,
the flowers on my
talk to
shoes,
them.
or
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
you're not
So,
alone. I do the same.
and as you said, psychologically, I don't have to be myself, the real me,
Yes.
and I can be some idiot who entertains. And like I tried to sell my coffee, and nobody wanted to take it yesterday, which I'm very upset about. So that is next year. And I still have it on my list, May 1st, 2026.
Yes.
Don't know quite know how I'm going to do this. A 14-hour flight. Not my choice of time.
Yes.
And when we were arranging medical appointments yesterday, so I had to do one particular thing next April. And my heart dropped, and I thought, oh God, please, not at the end of April, please, please, please. And then the secretary looks at me, 2nd of April? I said, perfect. So it's still on my bucket list, it's still on my list. I want to be, because we have never met, I want to
Yes.
be on South African soil in the first week of May, come hell and high water. I'm going to make this happen. I don't know how, but I'm going to make this happen. And we are going to drink champagne in the bush in that
Yes.
week. Come hell and high water. Unless, of course, you say, go away, I don't want to see you. Yeah, I mean, then in which case, I'll drink it by myself. Yeah. Share it with the wild animals. Yeah.
Yes.
Fruit loop.
Just be careful.
Fruit loop. We have rambled on for over 75 minutes, or almost 75 minutes. You have the last word.
Wow, that puts me on the spot again.
Now you know what it feels like, because
Yes, I always put you on the spot. Well, I
I
think
actually
that
enjoy that. Yeah, okay, so what is your last word?
I think we had a lot of curveballs and a lot of experiences that we learned from in 2025. We made a lot of changes. One thing that stands out is that we work well together, no matter what. And I'm looking forward to what we are going to do in 2026 and how we are going to grow Breda.
Road breeder. And I mean, let's face it, our own growth. I mean,
Yes, that as well.
I'm not ashamed to say that. I mean, you're a generation younger. I have learned an incredible amount from you. Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to that next year.
Sorry, I'm laughing. I'm just thinking about my trivial things I taught you. Like an
Well, that,
elephant can't jump.
but they are memorable. Yeah,
Yes.
and before we went on air this morning, and I said, I was complaining bitterly about the fact that you promised to send me some pictures and you haven't done it yet, and
Yes.
I sort of hang on to
Yet.
these things because it is so wonderful. Yeah, yes, but we do, and I mean, on the serious side, I've talked with other people, sort of semi-professionally, or I said,
Yes.
I've got this really wonderful partnership with a fantastic person, and we get on exceptionally well.
Yes.
And they say, and a lot of people have come back to me and said, this is actually very, very rare.
Yes.
Don't screw it up. Yeah.
Yes.
And I am sort of always aware of this, the fragility of it all, because it could
Yes.
explode in no time. But it is also very, very precious.
Yes.
So, thank you for knocking on the door on the 20th of March, 2025. Thank you for putting up with me. I'm not easy. And thank you for the ride.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Ah,
Yes.
that's your signature, isn't it? My pleasure. Okay.
It's my pleasure. It's always a pleasure.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you to you as well for
All
sending
right.
me a message. Even if
Yeah.
it was strange and weird and
God, I have to scroll back to, yeah. A moment of panic yesterday because I've just moved everything to a new phone, and I was,
Yes.
we've got, I don't know how, I'm not going to count them. I don't know how many messages on our WhatsApp
Yes.
history. Anyway, there you go.
Yes.
Right. So end of Peeling Potatoes 29, the year in review, the outlook into the future. And I suppose thank you to everybody in the community as well, for helping us make this journey,
Yes.
helping. I hope that they've had as much fun as we have had.
Yes.
They have realized that improving English, which is at the heart of what we do, is not just a dry exercise, but
Yes.
can be a very human experience, a lot of fun, and
Yes.
totally imperfect,
A lot of
but
laughing.
a lot of laughing. So thank you to everybody in the community for that.
Yes.
And I think I can speak for both of us. We certainly look forward to working with everybody, plus whoever joins next year.
Yes,
We really look
definitely.
forward to working and sharing our lives with you, in 2026 and
Yes.
beyond. Okay,
Definitely.
right. So that was the last 20 minutes. I'm going to stop. See you next Friday for the last Peeling Potatoes in 2025, the Christmas
Yes.
edition. We have to have a Christmas edition.
Yes, we'll do a Christmas edition. Looking forward to that.
See you next week, Fruit Loop.
See
Take
you
care.
next week. Take care.
Bye.
Bye
Bye.
bye.